The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Recent years in America have shown alarming disasters in our nation. The attacks 10 years ago on September 11th marked the first time our nation had experienced outside attack since the War of 1812. Tremendous storms have ravaged our land in recent years. This year, drought has worked tremendous destruction in much of the southern United States. And in spite of all our knowledge about medicine, disease plagues many Americans, particularly sexually transmitted diseases. Those who believe they are the ultimate authority dismiss this as coincidence. The Bible has a different viewpoint. When continual disasters plague a nation, God says it's because of that nation's refusal to obey His word. When Israel and Judah rebelled against Him and started worshiping like the nations around them, He warned them that He would send natural disasters to bring them to repentance. He promised that if they repented, He would stop the disasters. If they didn't repent, the disasters would intensify, eventually reaching a point of no return when He would allow other nations to overcome them. Through the prophet Jeremiah, who lived in the years just before Judah was overrun by the king of Babylon, God spoke a warning to His people, telling them what kinds of disasters would come to them if they didn't repent. He identified three specifically. He stated, "Therefore thus saith the Lord, you have not listened unto me in proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother, and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine. And I will make you to be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth." God promised His people if they didn't repent, He would send war, pestilence, which means disease and natural disasters, and famine, which is the result of drought. America, wake up! The Pilgrims faced a serious 12-week drought in 1623. Finally, they called for a fast and a day of confessing their personal and corporate sins to the Lord and to each other. When they left the church at 5 p.m. that day, the clouds were already gathering in the western sky. It rained gently for the next 2 weeks and completely delivered their crops. It is of great interest to note that the recent earthquake that shook Washington, D.C. left a crack near the top of the Washington Monument. On the very tip-top of the monument is a brass plate which has on it the words, "Praise be to God." As soon as I heard that the monument had cracked near the top, the Lord seemed to be saying inside me that this was a picture of how we've left off praising Him in our nation and have been praising other things and people as gods. It seemed to me to be a clear picture of the judgment we're facing if we don't repent. Also, three of the four pinnacle stones of the National Cathedral fell off during the earthquake. Without trying to read too much into this one natural event, any person of spiritual discernment would have to conclude that the Lord is working to get our attention and bring us to repentance. He wants us to acknowledge that our personal dependence on government is against His word, and that recent changes to concentrate power in the executive branch of government violate His clear teaching that the separation of governmental power is the best way to protect civil liberty. Is God calling you and me and all Americans to repentance? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and Christian history seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. That address again, heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.